minutes after the second and final hour of the show. And, man, I don't think I've done any work today. I mean, other than the show, which, you know, you could argue that it's work. I mean, I get to sit here and run my mouth all the time. So, I mean, it's not really work. This morning, I get up, we watch the Bears game. I can't do anything because I'm so pumped. Bears win 90-83 over Sac State. Joining me now, University of Northern Colorado men's basketball coach Steve Smiley. Coach, congratulations on this one, man. What a thrilling victory.
Yeah, thanks, Brady. It was, it was an early game, earliest one in the country, and it was – now that it's over, it's nice for it to be done, man. But that was a great game. It was a lot of fun.
Did we had Bodie on in the first hour. I asked him if he had a couple of shots of espresso or something since it was early. 30 points for this one, man. I mean, what an incredible game.
Oh, geez, man. Yeah, Bodie was good. He was really good, obviously. And it's funny, last night, you know, we have our team meal. And, you know, usually at the end we have some type of dessert, some cookies or whatever. And there was a dessert ban last night. There wasn't enough time to, digest all that nonsense of the 9 a.m. game. So Bodie's over there with the tongs trying to get a cookie, and we put him on the ban. And I said, hey, look, man, no dessert. You know, you have a career high in points. And I said, you know, you did it to yourself, man. So he was really good and played really well, obviously. So
do you think Bodie will never have a cookie again for the rest of his career? Because, I mean, look what happened.
Nah, man. I mean, I think we're going to have to fight that same fight about 4 or 5 hours. So.
In terms of this, for Bodie and Kurjo Kuch, yeah. I think for Kur, as far as games I've seen, that had to be his best game of his career. Is that the same case for Bodie?
I think so. I mean, I think, yeah, you know, I think, staying with Bodie first, I mean, just the efficiency of his game, you know, 10 for 19, 7 for 10 from three, hits a tough one, hit the four-point play, 3 for 3 from the free throw line. You know, we talked about that on your show last time, that, you know, just being able to hit free throws. Yeah. He's had kind of a weird lull this year in free throws, and it's not what he is. But you know, going 3 for 3, I mean, that's big. And then the 8 rebounds and just, you know, there's some things, as you and I talked about, too, the defense. So he had a couple game-saving blocks and did some huge things on that. And then, you know, going to Kur, same thing, you know, 30 minutes, 7 for 9 from the field, 14 points, 11 rebounds, 4 offensive rebounds. He saved a couple of huge possessions for us on that offensive end. And he also did a great job defensively, you know, having the guard on the perimeter. We actually had Kur starting on their point guard for some matchup reasons. And then as time went on, when we hit some fouls for him, guarding their best player, Ethan Esposito, off of ball screens, which is hard to do. And so Kur's overall game, you're probably right. I can't think of a better game that he's had. I thought he was really good. So,
Coach, it just seemed like that was a turning point. Once Kur, I mean, Kur started off pretty good, especially on the boards, but it just seemed, I mean, that spin move, my goodness. It just seemed like once he kind of got cooking, that opened up everything else, including things for Bodie as well. It just seemed like that was a key concept in that game for Kur to get rolling.
Well, that was kind of part of the, you know, emphasis. I mean, they do some good things defensively. They put you in weird spots because, you know, they're going to down ball screens. They're going to switch stuff randomly and not to get, like, too analytical. But it's just not fun to go against. But one thing that they're not great at statistically is they really give up a high percentage at the rim. So we said, hey, listen, we're going to go into Kur. They don't have a bunch of shot blockers, things like that, the way they play. And sometimes they're going to W, sometimes they won't. And, you know, especially I think Ethan Esposito got 2 fouls, and that's where we really started attacking in the first half. And he started, like you said, the spin move and just some different things. And I just thought he was tremendous. He played at a great pace. And then when the double did come, he split the double and finished. He just did some high-level stuff today.
Yeah, no question about it. That, like I said, that spin move is nasty. I mean, it is something to watch. Well, and what else was interesting, too, playing with foul trouble there late, Coach. I know that was a tough decision on both sides to keep him in, and then ultimately you had to take him out for a bit.
Yeah, he ends up getting, he went from 2 fouls to 4 fouls, you know, somewhere around the 10-minute mark, give or take. And when he goes to 4, you know, at that point, your hand's forced, you got to do some different stuff. And so, you know, I got to tell you, Jamel Melvin and his minutes were really good, too. You know, if you just stared at his stats, you wouldn't see it. But, I mean, I thought he did a great job battling as well and really holding the fort down until Kur could get back. So, I thought that was good. But, yeah, the foul trouble thing can become a problem, and it wasn't a problem until about that one stretch in the second half. So it was an issue, but, you know, we were able to get Kur back in with about 3 minutes left to finish it out, and he did that. So
We're talking to UNC Bears head coach Steve Smiley. Big W now. They'll move on to tomorrow. But again, more on this game. Coach, I wanted to interview the entire team. It just seemed like everybody was contributing. You talked about this the other day, getting that full roster, getting everybody there. Even a guy like Jamel Melvin. You know, he didn't rip apart the stat sheet, but he comes in when you have to take Coor out for a bit, and he didn't get ran over by a really good Sac State player. So I thought that was pretty key, the fact that he kind of maintained. He came up with a good tie-up rebound to give you guys possession there. There were some nice moments for him, too.
No, that was huge, and I think probably another unsung hero, because along with Bodie and Coor, you know, Matt Johnson was tremendous, hit some huge shots at the free throws, had a career-high assist. Dalen Koontz had a great game, had a great start to the game when we needed to score early on, and had the bucket to kind of seal it late. But the one guy that people probably forget about a little bit is Bryce Kennedy, you know, and asking Bryce to, you know, start probably 2-3 games ago. It was probably his first start. Plays a career-high 31 minutes, and we actually put Bryce on Esposito to start the game and did a great job against him. And that kid, you know, he's a second-leading scorer in the league. He's a handful. Bryce took a huge charge on to draw a second foul in the first half. And then Bryce hit two huge threes in that game as well. And so his development's been really, really rapid as well. But you're right. Everyone that came to the game, Sam included, you know, Sam did a great job in his minutes, you know, with his juice and being good on the defensive end. Trey played about 16 minutes, but I thought he played more. And I would assume he plays more this next game. But, you know, Trey hits a couple big shots, a couple big time passes. You're right. There was no weak link on the court tonight at all.
Yeah, it makes it so much fun to watch. All right, Coach, there was a late in this game, there's a stretch there, having some issues breaking that press. I think there was three turnovers maybe in three possessions. Yeah. It was tough. So what's going on at that point in time, and then how do you ultimately fix that?
Well, it's a good question because, you know, really the pieces to move around there is, you know, Bryce is really good defensively. Was in, but then it's like you'd rather have Trey on offense to help break that press. And, you know, when it got a little bit squirrely there, we broke the press and then we threw it away. I think Bryce one time panicked. I have to go back and watch the film. I'm already diving into the old Southern Utah stuff. But, yeah, it's been one of those things where there's been times this year where we have struggled against the press, but then there's been other times where Portland State presses for the whole game and we've been okay against it. The one that was big is, you know, when it was a close game, maybe 3-4 point game with about a minute left, you know, we had Dalen take the ball out with Matt and Trey trying to get open in the backcourt, and where Bodie was at the half court line, we call it flood. He did a good job flooding it. Dalen was able to get that pass in. We got the foul. So there was a couple egregious mistakes against that press, but there was a couple really good ones too. And what's hard as well is they eventually, maybe 4 or 5 minutes left, they just started randomly running around and not even like a run and jump press, but they just started just trapping guys and staying with traps. And our guys, I do think, did a pretty good job handling that in the big picture, but there was that one stretch where it started to unravel quickly.
Yeah, but able to recover ultimately and walking away with this one with a 7-point win, winning 90-83. Matt Johnson's another one. Well, honestly, we can talk about Matt Johnson, though. I love the fact sometimes when a player struggles in that first half and then come at me, to me, that's more impressive than being good the whole time. What are you talking to him about? Or is there anything to be said at halftime to Matt? What's that? Is there a conversation?
You know, Matt's one of those guys where you don't have to talk to him. You don't have to, you know, put a bunch of confidence in old Matt. I mean, Matt's confident either way. I mean, he's a rock steady dude. And like one of my favorite quotes is the old, you know, confidence comes from demonstrated ability. Matt's proven he can play. So, you know, a couple two things. The first half didn't go quite his way, but in the second half, I mean, just his control of the game and even the same thing. I mean, 38 minutes, you know, in a game like that, like we could barely take him off the floor, and did a great job defensively and all the other things as well. So, no, Matt, I mean, 8 assists, 1 turnover. I mean, that's it. And, you know, hit 4 straight free throws at the end of the game. And you can't put a price tag on a guy that when it comes down to it, a 1 or 2 possession game at the end, and you know he's just not going to miss a free throw. I mean, he's like 90%, and that's such a weapon. So it's gotten to the point where when it gets to foul time, if we can get that ball in Matt's hands, not that our other guys can't make them, you know, Dalen, Trey, Bodie, et cetera, but if Matt can get the ball when it's foul time, he's proven he's going to make those free throws. So he did a great job helping us to close that thing out.
Yeah, 9-for-10 from the free throw line. Coach, you personally, your first year taking over with this program, it has been such a crazy year. We've talked about it at length, but what does this mean to you personally? There's hardly any time to enjoy it, but what does it mean to you personally getting into your first Big Sky Conference tournament, getting your first win?
You're right. You know, there's not a lot of time to, you know, to enjoy it. I mean, we tip off in less than 24 hours against a team we haven't played this year, you know, Southern Utah. And so we're sitting here scrambling and getting that ready. Coach Reed has the scout. Coach Farringer had the last scout. So we'll be ready and prepared, but there's not a lot of time. So you can't bask in it too much. But at the same point in time, I mean, you know, it's been 3 or 4 years ago, however you want to look at it, when we made that big run in the tournament and had the heartbreak against Montana the year we won that CIT. But then since then, 2 years ago, we had a heartbreak where Southern Utah came in. Very similar situation to what we're going into tomorrow. But we were the 2 seed, almost won the league championship. They were the 7. They won the game, you know, on this day. And then they came in. They just crushed us. It was a demoralizing end of the season. And then last year, we're actually going to play Southern Utah again, which we're playing again tomorrow. But we're getting ready to play them the same thing. We're the 2 seed of the 7. And then the pandemic hits, and you got to tell your guys to pack your bags. We're on a plane 2 hours later. So it's a long story short, as I ramble on here, Brady, that it does mean a lot. It's just fun, man. It's, you know, when you get to the tournament, and we're certainly not satisfied by just winning one game, but when you get to that tournament, you know, if you lose the first one, it can really damper, you know, what your season was about, you know, because we all have some recency bias. But to win it, see the joy on our kids' faces. We've been in so many close games, won some, lost some, could have had a better record at the end of the day. But just to be able to win that game and to be, like we told the guys, one more day, like we're not even looking at the whole bracket, just one more day, get on to the next one and kind of move from there. It's a great feeling.
Yeah. No, Coach, it was a blast to watch. I was pumped. I mean, some morning basketball, man, it's fantastic. And we'll step aside for you guys tomorrow, too. So we're looking forward to that. Coach, we'll let you get back to work. I know you have to break it all down, get into that film. But congratulations to you and your guys. And, man, it's a lot of fun. So good luck tomorrow.
Okay, Brady. I appreciate it. Thanks, man.
All right. There's Coach Steve Smiley. Great guy. Great coach. I really root for this guy. He gets the community. He's just a hard worker, Colfax. I mean, this guy never stops. He never stops. Whether it's basketball, just connecting more with the Northern Colorado community. I mean, it's fantastic. So Southern Utah tomorrow. We'll see if the Bears can do it. 17 minutes after the hour. What do we got next, Colfax? NFL updates. All right, where's my guy here? I'm trying to look. Flying Dutchman, where are you listening today? I told you something about Lavonte David, and I was right, and I'm not going to brag about it. In fact, I'm not even going to bring it up I already brought it up, but I'm bringing it up again in the next segment. 18 minutes after the hour, the Bucks are trying to turn it back again, man. They're trying to load everybody up. We'll see about Shaq Barrett, too. That's the next guy. We'll talk about that. Latest in the NFL and the Broncos. I mean, where are we with this Vaughn thing? It is out there in the world that the Broncos would like Von Miller to take a pay cut, but does that still mean that it's pay cut or no Von Miller? We'll talk about it next.
Join the Hull Show's Bracket Challenge and hear the latest in hoops on 1310 KFKA.